With the battle for control of Fallujah galvanizing anti-American feeling among both Sunnis and Shiites, large numbers of Iraqi men have been gathering at mosques in Baghdad, bringing material aid and offering their support for the Sunni-dominated city. NPR's Phil Reeves reports.
Inside the gates of the Umm al-Qura Mosque in Baghdad, past the guards with their Kalashnikovs, stand two large yellow trucks. Young men are loading them up with sacks of rice, of pasta, oil and sugar. Older men have come here also to this, the largest Sunni mosque in the capital. Some hand in wads of Iraqi dinars. Some are trying to find somewhere to donate blood. Among them, a Baghdad teacher, Loay Hamid.
I give my blood and my money and everything they want from me. We are ready to fight the Americans. They are occupation force. They killed our brother. They killed our women, our children. You see everything. Yesterday, how they killed our brother in Fallujah, in Najaf, in Nasiriyah.
Harrowing scenes from the battle between U.S. Marines and insurgents in the town of Fallujah, some 30 miles away, have caused an outpouring of anger here. Iraqis have seen the pictures of corpses on Arabic-language TV and have heard how a U.S. bomb hit the compound of a mosque. But there's also an outpouring of giving. This morning there was a steady flow of trucks and vans, including some flying the black Shiite flag, going in and out. Dr. Omid Jalil has bought a carload of medicine, gifts, he says, which are from the people of Baghdad.
These are containing medicaments as antibiotics and cannula syringe and other medication that needed for emergency there.
Dr. Jalil is Kurdish, but that, he says, makes no difference now.
All Iraqi people feel this because there is something is incorrect in this situation, and all peoples who see what happened in Fallujah and other side in Iraq know that America do not come to for freedom of Iraqis and do not want the healthy or freedom for Iraqi people.
Some of the men who've come here are in their 60s. They're way past fighting age, yet they insist that they're willing to go to Fallujah and that when they get there, they will take up arms against the Americans. This 65-year-old teacher has come to the mosque with his brother, who's 62. The old man says that the events of the last few days, from the clashes at demonstrations by supporters of Muqtada al-Sadr to the U.S. assault on Fallujah, have become too much to tolerate.
Flus, damn!
I'm ready to do anything, to fight, to give blood, to help humanitarian activities. I'm ready to anything. I'm ready even to explode myself on an American tank.
The teacher is not alone. This morning, there were plenty of other angry old men like him. Philip Reeves, NPR News, Baghdad.